Hey everyone, Jay Carter here, your daily dose of mindset magic. Welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. Today we're diving into something super powerful, something that can literally change the trajectory of your life. Forgiveness. Ever felt like you're carrying around a backpack full of resentment, anger, or hurt? You know that feeling when past wrongs keep playing on repeat in your mind, stealing your joy and keeping you stuck? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from the chains of negativity. Now, I get it, forgiveness can feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. It takes guts, vulnerability, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, the view from the top is breathtaking. Ready to start your climb? Let's break down 5 key moves to help you practice forgiveness and truly let go of the past. First up, acknowledge and validate your feelings. Don't bury them. Anger, sadness, betrayal, they are all valid emotions. But don't let them become your whole story. Allow yourself to feel them, process them, and then gently release their grip on you. Think of it like this. Acknowledge the storm within, but refuse to be swept away by it. Next, shift your perspective. This is a game changer. Instead of focusing on what was done to you, try to understand the situation from the other person's point of view. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes stem from pain, insecurity, or even lack of awareness. It doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you cultivate empathy and compassion. Now, take responsibility for your own happiness. Here's the truth. You have the power to choose how you react to situations. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die, the one who suffers in the end. Decide to focus on healing, growth, and creating a positive future for yourself. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about freeing yourself from its hold. It doesn't mean forgetting or saying what they did was okay. It means choosing not to let their actions define your present or future. Think of it like this. You're closing the door on the past and stepping into a brighter, more empowered tomorrow. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. Forgiveness takes time, courage, and a whole lot of love for yourself. Don't beat yourself up if you stumble along the way. Every step forward is a victory. Celebrate your progress and keep moving towards that light. Let me tell you about Sarah. She had this huge falling out with her best friend years ago, and it left a gaping hole in her life. She carried this resentment for so long, letting it poison everything around her. It was like she was stuck in rewind, reliving the same hurtful moments over and over again. But then, one day, Sarah realized that holding onto anger was only hurting her. She took a deep breath, acknowledged her pain, and decided to forgive her friend not for their sake, but for her own. It wasn't easy, it was like peeling away layers of hurt, but as she let go, she felt a weight lift from her shoulders. She started to heal, rebuild relationships, and finally, embrace the joy that had been missing for so long. See, forgiveness is a superpower. So there you have 5 powerful moves to help you practice forgiveness and let go of the past. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings, it's about freeing yourself from their grip. It's about choosing love over hate, healing over bitterness, and stepping into a brighter future filled with peace and joy. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today towards practicing forgiveness in your own life? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's create a community of support and encouragement. Remember, each day is a fresh start. Choose love, choose forgiveness, and rise higher. See you tomorrow for another dose of mindset magic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.